The following is a presentation of FCB Faith.
Just happened.
It's just one of them days.
We're back and you're still here. It's the DJ you love to love, Ronnie Knight.
Here's a question that I think many saints and obviously people who are outside of the body of Christ would ask. How can an all-knowing God not know his own return?
People look at a statement that Jesus made about the Son not knowing when he was going to return, said only the Father knows.
Mm-hmm.
It's so important to look at things in context, because you'll see some statements that Jesus makes where he's showing you his humanity. What he had to do was to live a life as a human being in perfect, sinless obedience and dependence upon the Father. That's what God wants for all of us. He wants us to live our humanity in total dependence upon him, going by what he reveals to us. And so Jesus is showing you in his humanity that the Father had not shown him when he was coming back. As deity, of course, he always knows. But you'll see some statements he makes where he's showing you, I'm just telling you what the Father has revealed through my humanity to be revealed to you.
So okay. 100% man, 100%.
Right. He God. Chose not to exercise his deity for any selfish reason. He had to live a sinless life as a human being so he could trade that with us. And so that's what we see. That's what we see.
Okay. Yeah, that is amazing. And what would you... How would you share with someone outside of the body of Christ how to receive that? I mean, because it's wild that you could see a TV show or, you know, some cable show or whatever, and they show you this alien, and you're like, oh, okay, yeah, I can see that. But then when you tell them about the true and living God, they have difficulty believing.
Yeah, you know, like we talked this morning about that anointing that believers have so that they can understand what God wants to teach us. And so left to our own devices, we would never understand any of these spiritual truths. But because the Holy Spirit lives in us, we have the capacity to discern and know truth from error. And so the things that make perfect sense to us as believers, because the same Spirit that indwelt the writers of the Scripture, the same mm-hmm. Holy Spirit that indwelt the human body of Jesus Christ, that same Spirit lives in us. And so that's how we're able to recognize what's true and to not be deceived about everything that may sound good or logical to the rest of the world.
These are good nuggets. I hope body of Christ, you're using them. I want to ask you one more question. I have tons of them, and so, you know, we're going to have to do a part.
Be glad to.
3, 4, 5, and 6. So, which one should I ask? Okay. I try to ask things that we're going through day to day in our humanity. How do we develop an attitude, and we're going through this, so you can kind of share that whole, the book we're going through and everything, but how do we develop an attitude of faith over finance?
So we call that biblical stewardship. A steward is a manager of that which belongs to someone else. And if the believer would start off with that premise, that everything that I have really belongs to God, and he's given me the job of distributing his resources to where he wants them best distributed for his glory, then I wouldn't have such a struggle with with giving to advance the kingdom, because it's really not mine, it's his. Now, as a steward, he's going to also take care of me as I manage what belongs to him. The problem is when I forget who is actually the owner. And the story in Luke 16 is one of the best stories to learn about biblical stewardship. People put headings in their Bibles, and some Bibles it'll say the story of the unjust steward, which actually throws the meaning off a little bit, because later in the passage it says he's a steward of unrighteous mammon. So not necessarily that he was an unjust person, but he was being the steward over money, which causes a lot of people to act unjustly when they don't handle them properly. And because he at first was being dishonest about his management, and then his boss found out and called him on the carpet about it, and he was about to lose his position, suddenly he started making wise investments before mm-hmm. it was too late, and buying favor with people and being kind to them. And so it's in that passage where Jesus said in verse 10 of Luke 16, verse 9, he says to use the money to make eternal friends. So that's where we get the important notion of I'm glad I use some of the money God lets me steward to help make eternal friends that come to know Jesus. So then in verse 10, he says, he who is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. He who is unjust in what is least is unjust also in much. Verse 11, therefore, if you've not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? If you've not been faithful in what is another man's, who will give you what is your own? So God is saying, if I can't trust you with money, how can I trust you with what he calls the true riches? See, we've been conditioned to think that the real riches are the dollar bills. And God is saying, if I can't trust you with money, then I can't trust you with the real riches. As a believer, I should want to know what God says is more important than the riches of finance. Then I can be a good steward. And then I'll learn the lesson that, and you've heard people say it a number of different ways, he'll give to you what he can give through you.
Mm-hmm.
If you're the pipe that carries the water from point A to point B, you mm-hmm. stay wet in the process. And so if you commit to be in a channel of blessing, then God can trust you to put the blessings you need in your hands also, because he knows you're going to share them properly, and your needs will also be met as you do so.
Wow. Wow. My goodness.
I've given money away, and God's given it right back so quickly it's mm-hmm. scary sometimes.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I want to see God keep showing off, and so I want to be generous because my Father's generous, because he's certainly generous to me also. The danger is if you ever start giving just to get back, now you've developed a sinful motive.
Wow, that's a whole other... Oh, yeah, we have to talk about that off the air, Pastor. This is the Ronnie Knight Show. Make sure you check me out on iHeartRadio and all your social media platforms. My guest today is Pastor Ron Morrison of Hope Alliance Bible Church. Is there anything that you want to...
One more quick thing. I stopped reading just for the sake of time, but that's also where he said you can't serve two masters. You're either going to serve God or you're going to serve money. And look how many people in our society have been mastered by the money instead of by the master himself. Who are you really serving?
Is that a biblical sign that you would see that, you know, people worshiping money instead of the creator?
Yeah, that very next verse in verse 14 of chapter 16, it says the Pharisees, who were lovers of money, heard him say these things. And they turned their noses up at him. They mocked him. Is this? Because to them, you know, the riches of this world were everything. The prestige and all that went with it.
Yeah.
So for anyone to kind of downplay having wealth made no sense to them.
So
you can't let the money master you. You know, as the Bible says, it's the love of money that is the root of all kinds of evil. not money itself, but that coveting money will lead you into all kinds of evil.
Yeah. I'm going to ask you to do something different than last time. If you could pray us out. And I know that, you know, we're Americans and we would definitely want to pray for our country and, you know, in the world itself. But I appreciate you just hanging out with, you know, and got to get you back on. And if there's anything that you want to share with the listeners as well.
Well, I'm always excited to hear people who want to learn the Word of God. And as you already mentioned, please go to HopeAllianceBibleChurch.org. We like to preach through books of the Bible, and hopefully some of your questions will be answered there. We're also blessed to host the Moody Bible Institute at our church Monday nights and Thursday nights. We invite you to come out and take some classes so that you can enrich your Bible study. We're not trying to take you from your church. Come and get equipped and strengthened and go back and be a blessing to your home church. Just come out and learn the Word of God with us.
Yeah, that's where I'm at, Pastor Ron.
And you've enriched us by being here.
Oh, praise God. Thank you, Pastor.
Your ministry, so.
Thank you, sir. So, yeah, if you could, if you don't mind praying.
Father, we thank you for this day. Thank you for the hunger that you've given us to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you for Brother Ronnie and his ministry, Lord. Would you just continue to open doors so that he can faithfully tell people about your goodness as he plays songs of praise and has people come on and talk about the Word of God. We pray that you would increase his audience so that your kingdom can be increased. Again, pray, Lord, your blessing upon the listeners. We pray that you'd give them a hunger and thirst for righteousness, Lord, and let them not be satisfied with anything less than a correct knowledge of you and your Word. And we give you thanks for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
All right. Thank you for hanging out, just gracing us with your presence. This is the Ronnie Knight Show. Make sure you keep listening. Peace.
The FCB Radio Network. First-class broadcasting worldwide.